Please come to order. Will members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
35 present, 5 absent.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, Representative Green is excused from call to the House today. We've received notice that Representative Brown and Representative Schaefer are actually out of town. I'll therefore move at this time that they be excused from the call to the House today.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Members will be excused from the call through the day.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask a unanimous consent that any other additional absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Our chaplain today is Father John Larson of the Episcopal Church. Will the House please rise for prayer?
Let us pray. Almighty God, you who are the source of all life, at the beginning of this week, we pray your guidance for this body as it seeks to serve the people of our state. Give them the wisdom amidst all of the complexities of the issues before them to know your will. Give them also the courage to live out your will on the decisions they make. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 26th, 27th, and 28th days in House Supplement Number 8.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journals as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 26th, 27th, 28th days and for House Supplement Number 8.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction to the chambers? Representative Nakai.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce in Gallery B a good friend and constituent. She has taught in Kotzebue, Noatak, Nightmute, and Nome. She has a small business in Nome, but she is now more officially involved with the management of my office, Ms. Fran Cole from Nome now.
Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to also introduce a friend and a constituent and a member of a very distinguished Alaskan family, my sister, Mary Roussel.
Are there further guests for introduction? Are there any messages from the governor?
Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to Senate Bill Number 327 amended, thus adopting House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 327 amended House, satisfaction of judgments and liens. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
The finance plan for the new capital city of Alaska was received from the Capital Site Planning Commission. A copy has been placed on each member's desk. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 622, making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to continue the construction of a north-south runway at Anchorage International Airport, under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 622 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Nakak, Lathine, McKinnon, and Miles. Mr. Kelly signed, do not pass unless needed. House Bill 622 has a further referral to finance.
Representative Kelly.
Didn't that say until needed?
Do not pass until needed.
I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions and citations.
House Resolution Number 18 by Swanson, relating to the Sitna Power Project.
House Resolution Number 18 will be referred to the Rules Committee. It deals with the naming of the proposed project.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 96 by Rudd, relating to designating February 12th through the 18th, 1978, as Black History Week.
State Affairs.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 97 by the Finance Committee was introduced with a committee report, establishing general funds available for appropriation for fiscal year 1979 and making tentative allocations to program categories.
Refer to the Rules Committee.
Should I read the committee report?
Would you please?
The Committee on Finance has had House Concurrent Resolution 97 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Buckholt, Greening, Meekins, Guy, Duncan, Cooper, Rode, Freeman, and Haugen. Mr. Schaefer has no recommendation. I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of bills.
House Bill 729 by McKinnon, Bradley, and Meekins, an act relating to small business assistance and providing for an effective date.
Refer to Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 730 by McKinnon, an act relating to state bonding authority.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 731 by Snyder, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for constructing a dock on Woody Island and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 732 by Dankworth, Byrne, Hayes, Kelly, Lethien, Miller, and Snyder, an act relating to the producers of goods in Alaska.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 733 by Snyder, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for a grant to the City of Efognak for the preparation of its comprehensive plan and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
House Bill 734 by Freeman, an act relating to regional educational attendance area school board elections and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the calendar. Clerk, please read the first item on the calendar.
House Bill 662 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to an income tax refund for the 1977 tax year and making miscellaneous amendments to the income tax statutes and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 662 under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent and a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, Meekins, Buckholt, Duncan, Cooper, and Greening. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, unless there are amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 662 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read House Bill 662. Third reading.
House Bill Number 662 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to an income tax refund for the 1977 tax year and making miscellaneous amendments to the income tax statutes and providing for an effective date.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, some explanation of this bill I think would be necessary at this time. The federal government passed a tax reduction and simplification act. And in so doing, they eliminated the standard deduction, and instead of and adjusted the tax schedule accordingly. So that rather than taking a $1,600 standard deduction or a $3,200 standard deduction, you don't take anything, and it's reflected in the tax schedule. They adjusted their rates downward. Well, the Alaska tax system, as I think everyone knows, is related to the federal law. We adopt their changes automatically. So we adopted that that elimination of the standard deduction. However, our tax schedule are fixed by statute, and so there was no corresponding reduction in our tax schedule. And the upshot of all this is that everyone here would be paying $1,600 to $3,200 more this year because they couldn't take that standard deduction. The Revenue Department, of course, noted this and asked the Finance Committee to pass this legislation out, and we did unanimously. With one change, they wanted to adopt a method of automatic screening through a computer system and refund to everyone that $1,600 or up to the $3,200. However, we felt that it would be, since we aren't all the way through the tax season yet, that it would be better if they made a sincere effort to notify all those in the state who have not yet filled out their tax forms and notify them of what procedure they might take in order to avoid making the extra payment before sending in their form, so that they wouldn't have to wait for their reduction. We didn't think it was fair for people to have to pay that money and then wait for their check back. Now, $1,600 in deduction is worth to some people quite a little bit of money when they pay taxes on it. So this bill would accomplish both those purposes. It allows for extra personnel and computer time to scan the returns that come in and make sure that if people haven't made that adjustment themselves, they get the deduction and they get the corresponding check sent back to them. And in addition, it affords money for contractual to provide a media campaign to notify those people who have yet to fill out their forms. And also, we're sending letters to all those people who are tax preparers, professional tax preparers. We anticipate quite a bit of public service announcements, so that it's only $4,500 for this contractual amount.
Is there further discussion? You ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 662 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
Thirty-six yeas, no nays, four excused.
So House Bill 662 has passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 662 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Bill number 675 by Malone and Cotton. An act relating to transfer of control of a certificated public utility and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 675 under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Bradley, Parr, Carpenter, and McKinnon. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
In the absence of amendments, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 675 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The clerk, please read House Bill 675 in third reading.
House Bill number 675 by Malone and Cotton, an act relating to transfer of control of a certificated public utility and providing for an effective date.
Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, in order for a public utility to do business in this state, it has to be granted a certificate of public convenience and necessity by the Public Utility Commission. And in order to transfer that certificate to any other business entity, it has to have approval from the Public Utility Commission. And there's apparently been a problem recently in that, in the past anyway, that law has been also interpreted to mean that when controlling interest in a public utility is being sold, that in effect is a transfer of the certificate and therefore requires approval of the utility commission. However, apparently some lawyers are advising their clients that isn't the case, although that has been the practice in the past. And although there is a possibility for doubt because of the existing language, and this is a housekeeping amendment to merely clarify that and to state that that when controlling interest is transferred, that by law is a transfer of the certificate and therefore has to be approved by the commission.
Further discussion? Representative Lafine.
May we have an at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Before the at ease, the question before the House and the question now before the House is, shall House Bill 675 pass the House? Is there further discussion? Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Bill 675 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll. So House Bill 675 has passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 675 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please note Representative Lethien's notice of reconsideration of his vote on House Bill 675. Brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Since the committee reports this morning, two additional committee reports have been submitted to the clerk. I'd like to put those in today's journal.
Speaker, I'll ask the answer, and we revert on the calendar to committee reports.
Hearing no objection, we'll revert to committee reports. Clerk of further standing committee reports.
Finance has had House Bill 577, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for costs of broadcasting the Arctic Winter Games, under consideration, and the committee, that a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 577, and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Greening, Duncan, Buchholz, Meekins, Schaefer, Guy, Haugen, Rode, Freeman, and Cooper. House Bill 577 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 699, authorizing reimbursement of certain travel expenses to legislators during legislative sessions, under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 699, and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Greening, Duncan, Buchholz, Guy, Schaefer, Haugen, Rode, Freeman, and Cooper. House Bill 699 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
There are no further standing committee reports. We'll continue with the regular order of business. We're down to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I note for the information of the members that received a copy of the regulations being drafted by the Department of Environmental Conservation on the civil penalties for oil and hazardous substances pollution. I'd also note that the Committee on Administrative Regulation Review has reviewed those regulations, and their report appears on page 176 of the House Journal. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Are there any special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Miles. Representative Urien. Representative Cooper.
Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon to resume discussions on the supplemental related to the University of Alaska. There will also be a presentation by a member of the Mental Health Board, which relates to the management of mental health lands, and which we would expect to address in the context of the municipal lands bill.
Further announcements, Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, House State Affairs 115, the first bill we'll be taking up is House Bill 488, Redefining Economic Disaster Areas. We'll be taking up, in addition, House Bill 556, Alaska Longevity Bonus, and House Bill 679 with the same title. Two additions, HCR 96 just came in today, Black History Week, and House Bill 672, a special appropriation the Arctic Winter Games.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, Hess will have at 3 o'clock this afternoon House Bill 472 on the rights of the mentally ill, and the Governor's Mental Health Advisory Council will be present to testify on that.
Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, Budget and Audit will meet at noon today in Senate Finance.
Further announcements? Is there further business to come before Representative Byrne?
One question of information. When is the last day Yeah, what is the last day we have to introduce personal bills? There's a cutoff date coming up pretty soon. What is that?
It's the 35th day of the session, which I believe is February 22nd. The clerk can correct me.
February 12th.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Okay.
Representative Miller?
Speaker, I believe that's a Sunday, so I think the custom is we'll actually go over one more day to accommodate that. But in the area of other announcements, Mr. Speaker, I've been asked to announce a number of you may have been aware that the Division of Tourism is now producing highway maps, and a couple of members suggested that these might be made available. They are kind of a handy size, so if any committees want to use them in the during their deliberations or whatever. I've got a pad of them on the desk just inside my office, so if any committee chairman or anybody else for that matter wants them, they're certainly available when we get more. Mr. Speaker, some time ago I announced Public Radio, Alaska Public Radio, was broadcasting sort of an audio equivalent of Capital 78 called Capital Connection. I think I perhaps gave the impression that that was only being aired in Juneau. As a matter of fact, it's being aired to public radio stations in Barrow, Kotzebue, Bethel, Dillingham, Kodiak, Fairbanks, Juneau, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. I'll post the airing times so that if anybody wants to advise any of their constituents, they can do so. I'll remind the body, Mr. Speaker, that tonight the Port of Seattle and their will have their transportation industry reception for us, for legislators and their spouses. That'll be at the Baranoff Hotel between 6 and 8 p.m. If there's nothing further to come before the body, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent we stand adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.